Good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Advisory Board is now in session. We would like to start by having our Pledge of Allegiance. Would you recite our Pledge of Allegiance for us?
All right.
Would you do the Pledge of Allegiance for us?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Well, we will now introduce our board. To my left, I am pleased to see
Robert Mikes.
He's been absent for a while, but he's back.
Several months,
yes. And to my right?
Patrick Becker.
And I'm John Delavos. Good evening, everyone.
Judy.
And on the phone?
Hi, Judith Siegel.
I'm sorry, Judy. You were so small, I didn't see you. You're just a phone. Okay. Well, I won't forget you again, Judy, I promise. So anyway, this portion of the meeting is for public comment. It's devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. It's not for discussion. No action is going to be taken or votes on any agenda items. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on those as we hear them when they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments section for the general public, which is listed at the end of the meeting, at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, but if you need a little more, we're okay with that. Please step up to the speak. Well, we don't have one. Please stand and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the secretary so she can get it correct.
By the way, introduce the staff.
Oh, I'll introduce the staff. Thank you, Bob. See, he's been gone, but he remembers. Our Secretary Victoria Bonner, our department liaison for Sacred Bloom, Beatrice Martinez, and do we have someone for the county tonight?
Brady Bernard.
Hi, Mr. Bernard. How are you? How's your leg?
Not bad. Oh, yeah, just skiing accident.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you got to avoid those trees. Sonny Bono did it and it didn't work out well. So, thank you, Bob. So, if there's any member of the board that wishes to lengthen the presentation time, we certainly will be able to do that. I would like to move for the approval of the minutes for the July 11th agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Judy?
Aye.
Thank you, dear.
Aye.
Thank you, darling. And approval of the meeting, approval agenda for this evening's meeting. Do I have a motion?
Do we need to hold?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we'll do that. Oh, we have to hold. Do we hold it before the approval? Yeah.
We can hold it since you already have it.
Okay. Since you already have it. Okay. This evening we have a request to hold the first item, which is the DWW Sahara LLC WS-21-0719. They are looking for more time, so looking to come back to us probably on the 22nd of February, according to this memo, for a March 15th Planning Commission meeting. So we will look forward to seeing them next time. So do I have an approval of the remaining agenda for this evening's meeting?
Motion to approve remaining.
Okay, thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, so we have our lone item for this evening's meeting. UC-22-0021-LV-PCPS. LLC.LV-AMLLC, what would be without letters. Use permit for deviations as shown per plans on file in conjunction with a resort hotel, the Sahara. Deviations for the following. 1, reduce setbacks. 2, reduce separation between animated signs. 3, increase the number of directional signs. 4, increase the area of directional signs. And 5, deviations as shown per plans on file. Waiver of development standards to permit roof signs. Also, design reviews for the following. 1, modifications to an approved comprehensive signed plan for a resort hotel, the Sahara. 2, increase the area of freestanding signs. 3, increase the area of wall signs. 4, increase the area of hanging signs. 5, increase the number of animated signs. 6, increase the area of animated signs. And 7, decorative entry feature on 17.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Sahara Avenue within Winchester for possible action. And I guarantee the applicant is here.
Indeed. Greg Bordell, 300 South 4th Street, here representing the Sahara. I took the liberty of my own interpretation of what I felt was important here. And the gist of it is that I'm prepared to go over all the new stuff. And the way this agenda item is written up sort of is literally comprehensive. So we could talk for a long, long time about signs that have been approved and not built, signs that are approved and being moved, signs that have been up for years. To cut to the chase, my expectation is you care about the new parts. So I'm going to try that. First, this is the property bordered by Las Vegas Boulevard, Sahara, and Paradise. And I'll speak to this in two quadrants. All the new stuff is on the south half. So I'd like to talk first about the southeast and then about the southwest. And for Judy's information, this is on map 4. Knowing she wouldn't be here, she has the maps. Okay, so she's seeing the same thing that you would be seeing.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Yes, ma'am. Happy to do it. It's tough to approve a site plan for the signs without pictures of the signs.
Site, yeah, exactly.
We do what we can. One sign is being addressing the two roof signs first. This is a relocation of an existing roof sign. Mm-hmm. This is that sign. Mm-hmm. And then this is the existing sign as well. With the same format, they're slightly different sizes. Mm-hmm. But they're signs you're familiar with. They'll behave the way they've been behaving. There's nothing fancy about them. But because they're on, let's call it, your side of the street, the residential side of the street, mm-hmm. residential facing side of the street, mm-hmm. thought that calls for some emphasis. And here you see illustrations of what are called three signs. This one is right out on the Paradise frontage. These two are interior to the property. And for Judy, when I talked about what the signs look like, that's on a page previously given to you that basically says Sahara twice. Of potentially more concern, on page 35 is shown the elevation of this partly previously approved but redesigned sign, which faces onto Paradise. I think the critical fact here is, from, again, your perspective, the residential perspective, is it's lower than the parking garage. And so I can't exactly claim it's invisible because its purpose is to be visible. But in terms of its possible impact on Turnberry Towers, for example, I think it's essentially zero because it's behind the parking structure.
You mean Turnberry Place? Here. You mean Turnberry Place?
Turnberry Place, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. So
that's that. And then the other signs that are shown here as new signs, they are indeed new signs, but as you can see here on map 36, those signs are inside the building, in effect. They're telling people this lane for right turns and this lane for valet and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So although it shows as new signs, they are, again, essentially invisible. And that's really all that's going on here that's new that anyone would ever notice. So that's the southeast quadrant. Moving to the southwest quadrant here, I think there's even less likelihood of controversy. But in the spirit of being thorough here, illustration number 30 for Judy is the new entry feature, which is described in your agenda, along with programmable guidance for self-parking, hotel check-in, and casino valet. We think that's part of the addition of the animated that's called out in the agenda. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this sounds like a lot of science, but the total difference when all is said and done is 6.7% of the signage is an addition of what we're working on. And likewise, on map 31, you can see a variety of directional signs. As you come into the entrance, you're turning left. This is after you turn left. So these are more signs, including programmable, which means animated. And way back here, this is a like a color strip that will accentuate the new porte cochere design. And it is changeable, but modest in size and presentation. Here is the largest difference in terms of new signs, and this is on a sign that faces out inside the porte cochere. You can sort of see it in the background underneath the new entry feature. That's this, and that is a digitally animated LED screen, and that really comprehends the rest, or substantially the rest of the new animated sign and the new square footage on the property. And again, that I don't want to say again it's invisible, but you don't get to experience this until you're fully on the property. And then there's a reference in the agenda about something to do with increasing the freestanding signs and area of wall signs. Most of the and how many signs there are. Most of the signs that are being added are, again, at-grade directional signs. Now, we had the overhead that we looked at here, but people, number one, can't see those all the way in, because when you're under them, you don't see them. So the number of signs that is being discussed as directional signs, they're literally directional signs. Valet parking, self-parking, garage parking, etc. So there are a number of relocations. There are a number of new signs. The total square footage effect is less than 7%. Staff has recommended approval in its entirety. We have Doug Walton, the architect, here, if you want to talk about some sign that I haven't talked about. But I thought, in all probability, those would be the things you cared about. And so we are inclined to simply say that we accept the staff's recommendation of approval and their conditions.
Do we have any questions from those present in the audience? Questions from people on the board?
No question.
I have two. Go back to the other side, if you don't mind, please, Greg. The lower right-hand corner, you say the actual erection or realization of a sign that was previously approved?
Yeah, that's my understanding that was in the 2019 approval.
Okay.
But not with this design.
No, I'm not intimating it.
But there was a sign proposed there, and in fact there was a much smaller sign established there. But my belief is that this is only a new design for a previously approved location.
Okay, and that's on the like the median area between the entrance and the egress of the valet before you end up going around kind of and going into the porte cochere, or is that a round portion changed now? Is it just straight in?
Well, there is some redesign of the frontage along here.
Yeah.
As it happens, that redesign of the frontage will be coming to you in 2 weeks. But responsive to your question,
yes.
Yeah, this is essentially the same location that the prior approval was.
I think
was.
There might have been an SLS sign there way back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I remember was that. It was probably like 8 feet high.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, and you'll get a chance to look at the new frontage, which really doesn't affect signage.
No, in 2 weeks. I looked at that and I went, that's probably coming later, so I wasn't going to ask you about it. Okay, now my second question's on the other side. Well, I do things in order. You presented that side first. That's the side I'll ask about first. That's the only way I can remember things.
Yes, sir.
You know, so now, on this, I'm curious as to what that sort of sand dune-like structure is there and also replicated here in this upper right-hand corner with the undulating lines and colors and...
Well, it's the decorative front of the previously approved remodel of the hotel.
So is that garage portion?
Yes.
Okay.
Large part is the garage.
Yeah, he's raising his hand, so go ahead. I'm calling on you. Go ahead. You raised your hand.
Yeah, I'm Doug Walton.
Yes, sir.
Last name, Walton, 4810 West University Avenue.
Yes, sir.
The screening effect that you see on the existing parking garage will come up in our site frontage improvements. We're not asking for approval on this at this time. But it's all part of taking a very ordinary parking garage and giving it some design intent.
Yeah.
Along with the signage.
Yeah.
The signage is what we're looking to get approved now.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not intimating. I'm trying to change the subject. I was just wondering what that was because it's so prevalent in several of the illustrations.
It's a decorative feature in front of the parking garage.
Well, I think it's wonderful because parking garages are inherently ugly. So it's nice that you're doing something so lovely to make it look prettier. That's a good thing. I just was curious what it was.
Thank you.
Those are my questions. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Do we have any other comments or input? I move for approval with staff conditions.
Second.
I second that motion.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And
thank
good
you.
Evening. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks with nice things on in front of all this.
Oh, wonderful. We look forward to that.
We appreciate your time.
Certainly, thank you. We look forward to making our neighborhood beautiful.
Well, we do too.
We're trying.
Yep, we're certainly trying. So we'll be here in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So
that's the 22nd of February.
22nd. Yeah.
We'll be back. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's get back to the rest of our meeting. All right. Do we have any general business?
Just an announcement. We will be having COVID testing here at Winchester on February 26th, starting at 10 a.m.
26th.
Yep, February 26th is a Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. A lot of sites, masks, large sites have been closed. You can still get tested at the health district, at your local pharmacy, but there will be a drive-up testing here on Saturday, the 26th, starting at 10 a.m.
Oh, a drive-up?
A drive-up.
Oh, cool.
10 a.m.
No, I'm sorry, we're doing the end.
It's till noon.
Oh,
10 to noon.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right. Do we have any? I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. I just.
No.
You seemed to were done, but I was wrong.
It kind of was, and then I remembered. I'm not sure if you know, but the state legislature voted to legalize short-term rentals or Airbnbs. So Commissioner Sagerblum will be hosting a short-term rental virtual town hall on Wednesday, February 23rd at 5:30. The link will be posted on social media. I can also email it to the board so you can email your neighbors.
Yeah, please do.
We do have some requirements that the state has already required us to do. We can't opt out. We have to legalize them. But we are still looking into details of the ordinance. For example, does it have to be owner-occupied? Can an investor own these homes? How far are these houses? How far are they? How close can they be to one another?
Mm-hmm.
What's the length of the lease? How many occupants can be there? We do have a limit already of 16 folks.
How many?
16, I believe.
Jeez, that's a lot.
I know.
16. I don't know of a house in my I've ever lived near, but it had 16 people in it.
So all of that input is important. It is affects you directly if you do live in a place that might allow it, unincorporated Clark County. So. I'll make sure to send everyone the link for that virtual town hall. There's going to be an email as well that people can submit comments, concerns, questions, your experiences, whether you are an Airbnb or rather short-term rental host or someone who has stayed at them, things like that. So again, All you have to do is put that. There's a virtual town hall Wednesday, February 23rd at 5:30 p.m.
Okay. Outstanding. All right. Do we have any comment? We don't have any general public left, I guess. Okay, so I guess that nixes that. Our next meeting is February 22nd, 2022, and we're adjourned.